words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. The Lord is risen is the message of Easter. It is a message that we've heard year after year, and we've internalized so thoroughly that we know how to respond just by rote. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. This message, this Easter message, that Jesus Christ is risen from the grave, that Jesus is alive and alive today, is at its heart unbelievable. This idea, this belief, defies rational explanation. Jesus Christ is alive today, and not just alive in an existential sense that Jesus is alive in all of our hearts today, but in the concrete sense that Jesus, after his bloody and torturous death, his body was reanimated, given new life, new energy, and for a while walked with his disciples, talked with his disciples, ate with his disciples, all while having the same body, bearing the same wounds. That belief is unbelievable. At least that's the conclusion that many of us might come to in our various faith journeys. I can remember as a teenager, when I started questioning my relationship with everything in society, including the church, and re-examining my beliefs, I thought, wait a minute. Dead people stay dead. There is no precedent in modern scientific society of any dead body experiencing bodily resurrection. It just doesn't happen. And Jesus, great guy, but you know what? The man who lived 2,000 years ago, probably dead. There are actually many well-meaning people who even call themselves Christians and followers of Jesus, who have come to that same conclusion. Jesus is a wonderful man, but he is dead. Inspiring teacher, wise, insightful, compassionate healer, a voice for justice, and a challenging and prophetic man of his time. And because of that, we should honor his memory, sing his praises, and try our best to follow his example. But Jesus is dead. The women who came to the tomb this evening also believed Jesus is dead. They also came to honor his memory, to honor his body. They brought spices and ointments. And they were there to honor him. And when they found that tomb empty, I can guarantee you their rational brains clicked in. And they said, someone probably stole the body. And when they heard that message from these two men in dazzling white that he is not here, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is risen. I can almost feel their shock, their amazement, and perhaps even their incredulity. I cannot believe this. Certainly all the other disciples, most of them at least, also could not believe. They dismissed this news as an idle tale. Our rational brains are so strong. And yet, there was one. Peter. Peter, the idiot. He really is the most thick-headed man in the gospel. And God bless him for it. Because Peter, unlike all the other 11 and apostles, got up and ran to the tomb. And he did that with a sense of what if. What if this news is actually true? If you were here for Holy Week, especially yesterday, at Good Friday, you heard Libby preach about faith divorced from thinking. Being present in the moment. And that is what Easter calls us to do. It calls us to encounter an empty tomb and a message that Jesus Christ is risen. And to wonder, what if? What if this message, which makes no rational sense, is true. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for the world? We are all thinking people, and it is so hard to turn off this brain. But tonight, in this space, in this time of utter mystery, we are invited in to say, just like Peter, what if? And to run to the empty tomb which holds open for us promises. Promises not just that Christ is alive, but that we as heirs of Christ are alive too, alive in the Spirit, and heirs of eternal life. My invitation to all of us today, when we have nothing but an empty tomb and a message, is to hold our hearts open. What if?